Time now to get a perspective from the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. The great Merrill Reese joins me in our Xfinity studio. Merrill, we are getting ready for the Miami Dolphins, but I do need to get your perspective on a great call, by the way. Jordan Matthews touchdown in overtime. Congratulations. Another classic. Classic, in your opinion, a classic Eagles-Cowboys game?
Yeah, it was. It was a great game. It had everything. I mean, it had a big kickoff return that the Eagles didn't like, of course. It had some big plays. It had great defensive plays. It had an amazing interception by Jordan Hicks. It had an emergence of Sam Bradford really coming on strong, playing a very good game. So I think there was a lot to this game.
We've dissected this offense piece by piece throughout the season. They showed a lot, the offense, in the second half against Dallas. Does this game serve as the turning point for the offense?
See, I go along with Chip Kelly's quote, and he said, it depends on what follows. If you go splat, no, then it wasn't a turning point. If you take it from there and win and continue to show improvement, it could, looking back, have been the turning point. But I think it's certainly a very, very healthy sign.
And Sam, from start of the season to now, Merrill, where do you think he's improved the most?
In his confidence, in his movement in the pocket, in his reaction time, in his by the authority with which he's throwing the football, in almost every aspect of quarterback play.
And the Eagles, really, I'll tell you, Jordan Matthews, the way he bounced back, taking a lot of criticism early in the season, I always kind of felt that he would work hard enough to overcome the drops. I guess, Merle, I think he's the kind of kid who can accomplish anything with his work ethic, with his attitude.
You know, an amazing young man, Dave. I heard him speak with the media the other day, and he told them, he said, I don't read the newspapers. And he said, because I don't want to get that in my head. And then he turned to the writers and he said, because you guys have a job to do. And when I'm not playing well, it's your job to say that I'm not playing well. How many athletes are you ever going to hear tell the media, go ahead and rip me if you have to? And that's the kind of maturity. He said, I don't read it because I don't want to digest it. Think about it. But he's an intelligent player. He's a terrific young man. And I think the ceiling for him is very, very high.
And he's only in his second season, Merrill. That's the amazing thing. This is a kid who's so mature beyond his years.
Second season, Dave. And if all goes accordingly, and I keep my fingers crossed because in this profession you never know, one wrong turn and you're out for the season, as Jordan Hicks found out. But he should end up this season as the Eagles' single-season receiving leader. The record right now for catches in a season actually was by a running back, Brian Westbrook. That's 90. And the most ever by a wide receiver was Irving Fryer's 88.
Yeah. Merrill, listen, this running back situation through eight games, when you look at the numbers, the way the carries have been divided, are you pleased with how the ball's being distributed?
I am. I think that it's influenced right now by the groin pull that Ryan Matthews has. Otherwise, I think he'd be carrying the ball more than he is right now. But I think that they're doing well. How can you complain about the way that it worked out in Dallas with DeMarco Murray punishing his old team, Ryan Matthews providing a nice change of pace, and Darren Sproles always in there to do something special?
Matthews and Murray combining for more than 1,000 yards, total offense, 10 touchdowns. They've done it all. On the defensive side of the ball, the loss of Jordan Hicks, Merrill, what a tremendous first half of the season for him. There are veterans here, however, to take the role.
If you, I hate to say this, but if you have to lose somebody at a position, linebacker is probably where this team has quality depth. And I think D'Amico Ryans is just about ready to return to action. He's a defensive leader. I think Kiko Alonso is going to continue to show why he was traded for and thought of so highly, a defensive rookie of the year a couple of years ago with the Bills. So I think that's an area. And even if you have to go deeper in the depth chart, Najee Good can play quality football.
Merrill, the Miami Dolphins come to town on Sunday. What concerned you about this game?
There's always a concern because of the old quote on any given Sunday. Specifically, there's nothing that concerns me about the Miami Dolphins. If you look for the players who can have the greatest impact, it's the defensive tackles. Ndamukong Suh, Earl Mitchell. These guys can crush a pocket and crush the person standing behind the pocket. They're great defensive players.
And for you, Merrill, in a short week, any tough names on the Miami Dolphins roster?
One that they haven't even given us a key to. I have all the pronunciation guides. but one that was just re-added to the roster is Ajayi or something like that.
Ooh, you don't know the name. I think Ajayi.
But I haven't seen that for sure.
That is, well, we're going to have to listen.
I can spell it.
That doesn't help on Sunday during the game. Merrill Reese in studio feeling good, right, about Sunday Eagles.
Feeling good about everything.
Very good. Here, good to hear from Merrill Reese once again here. And we thank you for joining us in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.